Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's start with the top Broadway news at this time, and that being the Roundabout Theater Company's production of Liberation by Tony Award nominee Bess Wohl and directed by Tony Award nominee Whitney White. Well, that one will open on Broadway October 28th at the James Earl Jones Theater. Now, Liberation did have its world premiere earlier this year at Roundabout's off-Broadway venue. It's a funny, ultimately moving story about a group of women in 1970s Ohio who gather in the basement of a local gym for a weekly consciousness-raising group dealing with that growing thing called feminism. Anyway, it's a great cast and a brave one at that. Yes, when there are warnings of nudity, well, no more hints. And then there's a play that apparently never gets old, that being Waiting for Godot, the latest iteration starring Keanu Reeves and directed by Jamie Lloyd. He seems to be everywhere these days. Will play at Broadway's Hudson Theater with performances beginning September 13. It's a strictly limited engagement and goes through January 4th, I believe. I saw a recent production of Godot starring Ben Whishaw, one of my favorites, in London a few years back. It was excellent, but my favorite may still be the one done at Lincoln Center decades ago starring Steve Martin and, no, not Martin Short, but Robin Williams. Just proving there are so many ways to interpret the same words. Now, the Manhattan Theater Club just announced casting for the American premiere of a show called Punch by James Graham. Punch centers around a guy named Jacob, a young man who makes a fatal mistake that lands him in prison. But as he struggles to accept the consequences of his action and build a new life, he finds an unusual source of salvation, the parents of a boy that he killed. Ugh, sounds harrowing. But that one stars two-time Tony Award winner, five-time nominee Victoria Clark. I love her. And Sam Robards is another familiar name in this one. Punch begins early September. Meanwhile, let's go off Broadway. From August 24th to September 14th, the Theater for the New City, TNC as it's known, this is on the Lower East Side, will present its 13th annual Dream Up Festival. The annual event is essentially a new works festival dedicated to discovering new authors and edgy, innovative performances. This year, it offers 22 plays, 15 of which are world premieres. Again, that's at the Theater for a New City. Further downtown, the Soho Playhouse will present the New York premiere of Good Showbiz, written by Eli Leonard. He comes from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Theodore Bressman, also a TV writer. It's said to be a combo platter of King of Comedy and Fiddler on the Roof. This is a limited engagement at the Soho Playhouse, opening August 12th. And 59 East 59 on the Upper East, of course, is presenting Gene and Gilda, as in Wilder and Radner, which I reported on here more than a year ago after seeing a streamed version from another theater. It's a nice show and a perfect one for that venue, 59 East. Now for really big names, the ongoing casting news around Tom Hanks' return to the stage continues. Kelly O'Hara, the Broadway actress who can currently be seen on HBO's The Gilded Age and is one of our great Broadway musical stars, she will join Tom Hanks in The World of Tomorrow this fall. That one begins performances October 30th at The Shed, already very, very high ticket prices, I hear. It's directed by Tony Award winner Kenny Leon and adapted from Tom Hanks' short stories. Now, you may wonder why he's going now on a New York stage. Dare we thank George Clooney for paving the way? Well, I did see Hanks a few times on stage, once in New York, once in Los Angeles. There's nothing to worry about, I assure you. Speaking of multimedia actors, you might recall my interview with Elizabeth Marvel of a few weeks back when she was doing a small play at Lincoln Center. She's known for her TV work, but also has a serious stage career, which will continue now with And Then We Were No More, a new play by actor-author Tim Blake Nelson. That one begins performances in September at Off-Broadway's La Mama. Now, I remain on the other coast, where the big event is a Hollywood Bowl performance of Jesus Christ Superstar, starring Cynthia Erivo and Josh Gad. Well, I will miss that, but I saw two much smaller shows this past week. The Opposite of Love follows an Off-Broadway run. It's playing at the tiny but always interesting Guild Hall complex. It's yet another two-character piece, in this case, a lonely, somewhat entitled, obviously bright, young virgin, and the male sex worker she hires. This one is difficult to recommend unless you are really into listening to a lot of sex talk. Not your mother's show, most likely, and frankly, not mine. But as always, I salute the performers, in this case, Evan Strand and Ashley Griffin. She's also the playwright. And I salute the theater for doing it. And then I returned to the Pacific Resident Theater in Venice, where I caught the final performance of a sort of tryout show in their smallest venue. It's called the Co-op. The venue is called the Co-op. The show is called Miracle on 55th Street. Reviews aren't really appropriate at this time, but I can say that it deals with three huge names in Broadway history: Hal Prince, producer, Zero Mostel, performer, and Jerome Robbins, choreographer. And what are they doing? Well, they're arguing over putting together a little show called Fiddler on the Roof. There are amazing lines about, yes, Judaism, and ultimately those hearings that were run by a guy named McCarthy. P.S., you may recall last week I extolled a new documentary on Ed Sullivan, and especially extolled what he did for Black performers. So imagine my surprise when I heard his name in this show, and not in a good way. Okay, no more hints. But you might look up, as I did, the complex connection of Ed Sullivan and Jerome Robbins. Anyway, this show is already being extended and would seem unnatural to make it to a New York stage. Meanwhile, and finally, there was a very notable death of the week. Robert Wilson, the acclaimed theater director, playwright, and visual artist who shattered all norms with his imaginative works as well as innovative collaborations with a diverse roster of artists from Philip Glass to Lady Gaga. He often said that he was less interested in dialogue and a narrative arc than in the interaction of light, space, and movement, and that even when he watched television, he turned the sound off. Huh, maybe I can try that these days. There are at least two Robert Wilson venues that I know of. Anyway, this true visionary died at his home in Watermill, New York. He was 83. So, lots going on here, there, and everywhere. Find something in your hood, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.